Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is the enemy on the home of America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. Ron Jaworski in the body armor guest seat and the fan cam. Welcome to the fan. What's up, man?
You know, since 1973, my formative years in the National Football League, going back to the Los Angeles Rams, it's always been the Dallas Cowboys, America's team.
Yeah.
And I quite honestly, I love that because it inspires me. And so when I retire, I go to NFL Films. And lo and behold, who is the leader at NFL Films? Steve Sable, who coined the term America's team.
Right.
So I would argue with Steve every day. They're not America's team. They're from Dallas. America's team should be Philadelphia, Liberty Bell, Independence Hall.
God.
Well, by the way, I did lose that argument. So you guys,
Now the bell didn't even work
when you go.
It's cracked.
It is.
When you go to the other NFC East cities. Does anyone stand out as, like, giving you a hard time with a little fun back and forth? Is there anyone that does that? Like, if you're in DFW, are you getting it, or New York or D.C.?
Yes. It's a friendly rivalry, which is great. I think the NFC East historically has been the most competitive conference and champion and division in football. And rightfully so. You got great markets like Dallas, Washington, Philadelphia, New York. Very prideful fans that want to be the best. They have we all have a certain arrogance about ourselves. You know, we want to raise the finger. We're number one. We want to show off our rings.
Philadelphia uses a different finger off.
By the way, we'll get to that because I think that's way overblown. That's way overblown, all that stuff. We have the best fans in Philadelphia in the country. Now, people are probably throwing stuff at their TV right now or radios. I'm saying that. See, I'm getting knocked off right now. But seriously, guys, I mean, last week when I saw all that garbage out there about throwing snowballs at Santa Claus. Guys, this is 2018. That happened like in the 60s, you know? Can we move on with our lives?
What about the videos last week, Jaws, of people throwing beer cans at the Viking fans?
Yeah, that happened.
This poor old grandmother, the 100-year-old Minnesota grandmother, they're cursing this woman.
It's amazing
out.
What you can do now with Photoshop.
Fake news. He's called fake news. That ain't fake news.
I'm leaving.
Man, that was a bad performance.
See, I got you that one.
All right, in all seriousness, what is the biggest bad rap? What's the biggest misconception about the Filthy fans?
Philadelphia fans. don't try to get that by me now. that they quit on their team, that they'll boo their team. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to play 4 years in Los Angeles, 10 years in Philly, 2 in Miami, 1 in Kansas City. And as a player and as a Monday Night Football analyst and ESPN analyst, I've been to every city. Every single city, every single stadium. And every stadium has a bunch of knuckleheads. In fact, there was just a report released last week about arrests at a stadium. The Eagle fans were number 10. Mm. Now, I know we did have a jail in a basement in the old stadium. Yeah. That was just precautionary.
Yeah, cheer Michael over on stretcher.
That was just precautionary in case something happened. You know, people from Dallas came in and were nasty. We'd have to lock them up in the van. We'd have to take care of that. But, New York had a higher arrest rate at stadiums. Oakland, San Francisco, higher arrest rate than Philadelphia. Why are you ripping them?
Well, I mean,
because we're playing.
Yeah,
right?
They're in the Super Bowl.
Do you still live in Philly?
New Jersey, South Jersey, about a half hour outside.
So even you got out of there.
So, because we're having a lot of discussion about who to root for in this game, you know, and some of the fans are like, well, we don't want the Patriots to get 6, and then a lot of them are like, well, we don't want the Eagles to have any. Do you find yourself ever rooting for an NFC East team when they make it?
Yeah, I do. I do.
It can't be us because we haven't been there in 25 years.
Is it that long?
Yeah.
22. It's been so long I lost track. But I think, as I said earlier, NFC East football is to me has been just dominant for so long. I know someone may throw stats out there, but I just, when I think of the powerhouses, the tough games all the time, NFC East football, you know, I spent 10 years going up against the great Redskin team, the Cowboy teams, you know, Too Tall Jones, Randy White, Harvey Martin, all those guys competing against Roger Staubach and Danny White. Those are always great rivalry games. Yeah. And that's what I think, because the major markets of Dallas, Washington, Philly, New York, those games meant a lot more, and each of those teams had great followings around the country.
Ron Jaworski sitting down with us here on the Dallas Cowboys station on Radio Row 105.
I thought you were having a little bottle of booze there.
No, listen, Ron.
Chug that.
As a great personality, we brought you this barbecue sauce, and I would be honored if you, as a Mr. Eagle, took this home, or at least you can even sip it here. It's like the best barbecue sauce we have in Texas. I want you to have this. So there you go on the fan cam. I appreciate
the end.
Yeah, it'll end all of the barbecue sauces that you ever had.
End. All right.
Yeah,
I'm taking this now.
You take it.
All right.
You take it with you.
Right.
I want you to have it.
Deal.
Now, in all seriousness, evaluate the Dallas Cowboys. We're worried about Dak Prescott. They want Garrett and Linehan gone. Jerry Jones, now all of a sudden, he's back to being a bum. All these are the narratives out there about the Cowboys. Where do you stand on them?
You know, I always learn from experiences. And I've been fortunate enough to have played 17 years in the NFL, 27 years as an NFL analyst. So I kind of have a unique perspective and insight. And I'm not saying I'm always right or wrong. But I can think back when I played for a coach by the name of Sid Gilman, who's a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. And Sid Gilman made a very interesting statement that still resonates with me. In the National Football League, a coach should not stay with a team more than 5 years. The message gets lost. Now, hey, you can't say it's got lost with Bill Belichick or maybe in a Bill Parcells, guys that stayed in a position quite a while. But that means something to me, because I think there does come a time where players lose the message. The voice is the same. And I'm not saying that's happening in Dallas, but sometimes you got to wonder, are the players responding to the coach and the every single day meetings? Is the message still getting across to the players? I think after last year, you would say, no, the message is not getting across. You would say, look, they keep firing assistant coaches. What's the issue here?
Yeah.
I'm not in that locker room. I don't know. I can't answer that, but I can give you my opinion of what I've seen throughout my career since 1973 in the National Football League.
But you are – and same thing we said to Merrill Hodge, you're Mr. X's and O's. So is the criticism of a stale, generic, predictable offense, Scott Linehan, Jason Garrett combining, is it justified?
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Why do you say that? What do you tell us what you say.
I tell you, there's an evolution to the game all the time. The game changes not only every year, week to week. I never thought these spread offenses would be successful in the NFL. I was dead wrong. Yeah. I was dead. I was old two-back guy, maybe a multiple tight ends. When I started seeing 11 personnel, the league average right now is about 75% 11 personnel. One back, one tight end, mm-hmm. three wide receivers. Everyone is spreading the field. Wait, because why not? Yeah. The rules are so relaxed. You can get the chunk plays by spreading the field, pass interference, all those things that help the offense. The old ground and pound is over with. Though, you know, if you get you got to kill the clock late in the game. I love ground and pound. But for another 58 minutes, we're going to throw the football. These RPOs, these run-pass options now, Dallas, I haven't seen them in their offense. You got a guy, Dak Prescott, who can run that style of offense. Why didn't they evolve to what Carolina started doing a couple years ago? Well, you will see Nick Foles do. You don't need a mobile quarterback. You need a smart quarterback. You need an anticipatory quarterback. You want to run those RPOs. So you need to change as time moves on.
This is a 1992 offense, then, basically.
You're actually right. When you're running fullback, two-back, you know, power, all that. Yeah, and I'm not saying they're bad, but I think you need to evolve and get with the game as it moves on. I think some of the changes being made now in Dallas are showing that they're getting that part of it, that Jason understands you got to change up.
Chop, do you smell that? You smell that overrated smell? Look to your left. What is that? You smell that overrated thing?
What?
What is that on the table right there? Do you know what that is, a sandwich? Jaws, do you know what that is?
Oh, is that a... That's no.
Do you know what that is, Jaws? Does that look familiar? That's a cheese steak.
Well, I can smell it.
With your whiz,
I can smell it.
Whiz, what's that? What is it, Roy? How do they say it?
Is it a whiz or whiz, whiz?
That looks like a wit out. It's a wit out.
Wit out.
Wit out. Not a wit, though. Wit out.
Who puts cheese whiz on a sandwich, Ron?
And Phil,
Cheese Whiz.
Cheese Whiz.
Yeah, put some real cheese
win
on.
Win or
what
out.
Whiz, whiz,
this
whiz.
Is, yeah, we're special in Philly,
whiz,
man.
Whiz.
We're
you're special.
Yeah, you're special.
You'll get it down in Dallas someday. You'll have cheesesteak stands all over the metropolitan area.
Whiz, whiz,
Dallas,
whiz,
Fort Worth.
Whiz,
get
whiz,
your Philly cheesesteaks. Get your Philly cheesesteaks in Dallas.
Philadelphia places.
Wounded Warrior Spirit Veterans Initiatives. Ron Jaworski sitting down with us here on The Fan. Tell us what you got going on.
We played this game last night, and I've been involved with the NFL alumni with about five or six of these games. And it's the Wounded Warrior Amputee game. And it is, guys, words can't express how cool it is and how proud you feel when the game is over. Now, the Wounded Warrior Amputee team is 18-0 as of last night. They've beaten the NFL alumni 18 times.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think the fix is in, but that's all right. We don't mind losing that game. When you see these young men and women that have defended our country and lost arms and legs defending our country so we can sit here and have fun talking about a Philly-Dallas rivalry in football, that's why these games are so important. Humana is one of the major sponsors of the event. They're 100% behind it. And, hey, we ought to get one of these in Dallas and get you guys playing and have a little fun with it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm serious. These are really fun, and it makes just great awareness when you see guys running with blades, you know, and they're playing football. And, man, you wouldn't believe one arm making one, you know, making catches in the end zone.
Yeah.
And all the alumni guys, you know. We are like in awe, man. We are inspired by these young men and women. It was a great evening last night.
And also,
I've been to one of these games, by the way. There's a guy who plays defense. He's completely cut off with the waist down, rushing the passer.
Yeah,
getting to the. It's amazing.
Dave Stevens. That's his name. Yeah, he took out a couple guys.
In all seriousness, you and Vitel, I've always thought like the best natural energy, optimism, whatever the secret to life is. Write a book, put it out there.
That's very kind.
And we
of
hope
you
guys, we hope you get crushed, murdered in the Super
See,
Bowl.
See, why would you want that?
And
wait, no.
Shouldn't
you guys in Dallas be happy? The NFC East?
No.
You should be happy.
And Jaws, take this special barbecue sauce with you as a token.
Give it, I'm taking it.
Ron Jaworski, right here.
Do not eat. Do not.
I thought it was Jack Daniels.
Do not drink that.
It is not barbecue sauce.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.